We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Smokey and Awful.
I'm good. How about yourself?
Hello, Smokey. You have been out the game for a while. You're back after 5 years.
Excited, anxious, and I got great joy and anticipation for what this project is going to do for a lot of people, and just looking forward to it.
Forever Yours, the new effort. Let's talk about it. Great songs on your effort, Mighty God. I like that. And I Need a Word. That's a Smokey and Awful signature song. Are there any more you like?
Every one of them is a baby. You have to remember that the process, realize that the process has been 5 years. And in those 5 years, I didn't work on these just 10 to 14 songs. 30 songs. Literally over 30 songs that we have recorded in 5 years' time. And so we narrowed it down to this, which was the toughest part of this recording process. I narrowed it down to these 14. So to take it and narrow those 14 down to a 2, man, is an impossibility. All of them are so special. I mean, from the gamut, you know, Mighty God, which is up everybody's Sunday morning praise and worship song. Israel Houghton and Aaron Lindsay put it together. And I wanted an Israel Houghton sounding song. They definitely deliver it, of course. And then you got I Need a Word, which is a traditional-sounding Smokey Norfolk-style ballad. And I don't mean traditional as in the context of the song itself, but what is traditional to Smokey Norfolk. I Need a Word is just me and God at a piano and some lush, phenomenal strings to give it that over-the-top dramatic, you know, impact. And so then, of course, the lyrical content is personal for me. Extremely personal to me, because I was in that in-between time season, that in-between time season, and I was trying to figure out, what do I need to do? Everybody's talking to me. Record label, family, producers, co-writers, friends, everybody's telling me what their opinion is, what their thoughts are as to what I should do next for my career, for the path, for the direction of this project. I had a million and one voices, and then ultimately, you know, a line in that song is me and God at 3 a.m. rapping, and I'm like, drown out the noise so I can hear your voice. I need a word from you. So that's a very special and dear song to me. And then again, you know, there's so many. I don't know where to start or how to pick one.
It looks like you're going back to your roots.
My first project is very eclectic. I mean, I have a song on there called Something Something, which is very D'Angelo vibe. I have a pop song, which is very Johnny Taylor, called Things Bad Song. From my first CD, I have what's the name of the song? Oh my goodness! It is a very urban and R&B song. I can't remember the name of it, but it's on the first. Everybody fell in love with track number 2, and never made it past track number 2. So really, what I did, they went to All About You, and then they skip over to track number 2, which was I Need You Now, and they stopped there. What people did not do was take advantage of the breadth of my eclectic musicality and enjoy the whole I Need You Now CD. So to most people, when they hear this, they say, oh, wow, he shifted. In between that time, and then I've done a lot, because I'm a church gator at heart. I'll never change, and I'll always be who I am. But I did a couple of traditional CDs, and traditional meaning very, very old school, down home type traditional CDs. Yeah, real churchy, like, look on how I got over. For this CD, it really is a return to the I Need You Now CD. And it's not, instead of a shift, it's just going back, even the production. I went back to the same producer that co-wrote most of the I Need You Now CD with me, but also produced the song I Need You Now. I went back to Tony Dixon, who also wrote Love on Top for Beyonce. So these are major works. shoulder that I work with, and we're more than just, you know, producer, writer, or artist. And